Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to, I guess this is our third anniversary, is that what I hear?
Yeah, that's what I saw.
The Steve Abdul weekly podcast.
Wow.
So welcome, everyone.
Well,
yeah, I didn't even realize.
When we started
time
it,
flies.
Wow.
Time flies,
yeah.
And we're having fun, right?
Right.
So I'm Anna, sitting in for Carrie, the diva tonight. She's got some family in town, and we've got the wonderful Rose, who's filling in, helping us. She's always so wonderful to help us with our technical issues we seem to have. And so thank you very much, Rose, for joining us. We've got Mama Hooch, Marianne.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be back. It's good to be back.
And we hopefully we'll have a few other people join us along the way. But before we go any further, wanted to give a shout-out to Carrie, Diva Carrie, that she lost her Sassy this week, her 18-year-old three-legged cat. And so just wanted to, you know, for all the animal lovers out there, you know how that is. So
Just
wanted to let everyone know that Sassy, a.k.a. Lord Stumpington, is that what we, what was one of
Stumpington?
His names?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a great loss to their family. So we wanted to have everyone know that, and they could be in their thoughts. And so anyway, and Carrie's got some family in town this weekend. So much as we like to think that Dave is the most important thing in the world to us, actually family is more important. So anyway, so we'll move forward. Then we might as well pimp at Diva Abdul on Twitter. And there's also some Facebook pages for Diva Abdul. And Rose at Rose O the Briar. Don't forget the O in the middle there. And then we've got Mama Hooch, M-A-M-A, underscore Hooch. Needs no further explanation. And, of course, her much younger
the reputation
and more,
precedes me, yeah.
Her much younger and
the name
and,
says it all. No.
Her much younger and more sexually charged daughter, Kazi Hooch, is here. The volatile, sexy beast that I am. No, that was Leanne Humley. Sorry, I got that confused. Anyway, So we're on Twitter. And then we would like to also give a shout-out to the Hapkas, because they're probably listening, but since they shocked us so much the last time when they called in, we were actually made speechless for a few minutes, which is actually unheard of.
We made history.
They made history. First time ever the Hoochies were silent.
I know that was
we were shocked.
Awesome.
So we got to hear Bob Hapka and Amy Hapka's lovely voices, and it was wonderful to have them call in. We really appreciate that. They're good friends of ours. So if you want a good time and or to be offended, please follow at Bob Hapka. And to be offended and entertained. There you go. At Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And let's see. Gosh, where do we begin? This is a heavy week this week. Lots of activity going on.
Yeah.
We can't forget
at Lauren Coslow and at Kill Trip USA.
Thank you. At Lauren Coslow. Thank you, Mama Hooch.
We'll have to be
Lauren
talking about them this week.
Yes, definitely. At Lauren Coslow and at Kilt Trip USA for Ian Buchanan, and at Teo Penglis, of course.
Yes.
Anyone else who want to pimp right now? You think of anybody else right now? At I am James Scott. I don't know if he ever tweets, but you know,
I don't know if he's
him,
tweeting. Yeah.
He's tweeted a couple of times, but yeah, I was going to say him.
Yeah.
And then Allison
Sweeney,
of course, she's on there too.
Sure.
They're all there.
Yeah, if you guys think of anybody else who want to pimp during the show, feel free to interject. And a full disclosure, I think I missed Tuesday's episode. I'm going to watch. I wish they would do the SoapNet day's marathon on, like, Friday night or Saturday during the day, so I could, like, cheat and watch it during the day before the show tonight. But I think I missed Tuesdays and maybe parts of some of the other episodes, but I caught most of it this week. How did you get, before we get started, how did you, did you guys manage to catch it all or parts or?
Oh, I did.
I did. I taped mine. I got it all.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay, good.
I tape mine and watch it later and, you know, after work and
so
stuff.
If I say something extra stupid, more, you know, more stupid than usual, you guys can correct me because I'm just like, I didn't see some of the scenes. So, and
I noticed
I jumped in.
You
see, so,
you saw the most important stuff, though, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I saw the Ian and Kate stuff. Ooh.
Yes.
So, so do you want to start at the beginning of the week? Does somebody want to set the stage for
I noticed that the Brady Pub must be awfully far away from the town of Salem because the Crown Royal bottle is still sitting on the glass shelf without being touched.
They all were, weren't they? Yeah.
They all are. All the bars still intact. There's not a single crack in any glass. All the glasses and all the wine glasses are still hung on the racks. And
it was only a certain mile radius, maybe. Maybe that's how it was. I don't know. Yeah.
It was only the parts the camera was looking at that were affected by the death.
Now, did they make a reference to the town square? Is that going to be ruined? Do you think the town square is going to be gone?
I wonder about that because
they said
go ahead.
Yeah, about the town square. I think it was, Brady and Melody, but how would they know?
Yeah, but they showed Nicole sitting there.
Oh.
So it's still intact. As a matter of fact, that was another issue I had, one of those snarky little things, where Daniel handed his keys to Bo and said, my car, you'll get my medical bag. My car is double parked in front of the cafe. And it's like, well, how long did you expect to be at the fundraiser when you double parked there, you know?
It's those little writing things.
And Bo was running back through the square, so it doesn't seem to be gone.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, so there was something. I hope it comes to me. There was something that I thought was funny this week, but I can't remember what it is now. But
well, there was a lot of good lines and good, good scenes. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, one thing I will say, I think, can we all agree, and I will also say full disclosure, I haven't been on Twitter very much this week, so I haven't seen all, you know, I'm sort of like, I'm practically pure as far as the public sentiment. I won't say I'm completely pure because I'm a hoochie, but you know, I haven't seen a whole lot of the discussion going back and forth, so I may say something that's just totally like everybody disagrees with. But I'd say on the whole, I'd give them like an 8 or a 9 as far as special effects, considering their budget and considering what we normally get. I mean,
it had me, you know, it kept my attention all week, I have to say. It was, you know, I thought it was very well done. I mean, I liked most of the stories and, you know, the whole days after the whole week thing, especially the first day, Monday especially, Monday and that was really good. Yeah.
I thought it was cute that they came up with the days after, too. I thought that, I know they
days
did that
after,
before.
Days after, that's kind of clever, to admit.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cute.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Pretty realistic, I guess, as far as you can ask them to be for a daytime soap, I guess. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought so. I mean, let's compare it, if we compare it to, like, Lucas being blown to bits, in when he, like, opened the door to Chloe's apartment or whatever that time and was blown to bits.
You
know, the door was blown off or whatever. I mean, you know, compared to some of the things we've seen in the past. And speaking of Chloe, I know I'm jumping around, but I was shocked to see Father Ralph, or who was it? Father who was it?
Father
Matt. Ralph Waite, but yeah, Father, yeah. What's his
Ralph
name on there?
Father Matt.
There you go.
Father Matt.
Yeah, I was surprised he showed up. That was kind of a nice touch, I thought.
Right.
So,
he was injured, too.
I always think of, you know, Paul Walton all the time, but
So,
he was injured, too. Did you notice that?
What's that?
He was?
He was injured, yeah. He had scrapes on his face.
Oh, they made him look
like
he was injured, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is why I think it's even funnier that the Brady Pub was like a blast shield or something.
They had obviously invested
because no one at the pub was hurt, like Kayla or the kid. Nobody that was at the pub was hurt, so I guess it didn't.
Yeah.
Kayla and Will didn't have a single piece of dirt on them.
No. Yeah.
Well, they must have showed up late for work that day. They just didn't get the makeup. So,
but
okay,
no, the whole thing was
a
blast to watch. And that's, no pun intended.
I was going to say no pun intended.
No pun intended. It was fun. It was the first time in a while that it kept my attention, that I liked, I didn't have to really fast forward too much. Except when Gabby popped up, then it was like, go away.
Oh, yeah.
Gabby
storyline.
So upset.
Like, why can't we pick and choose who gets killed?
Her and her brother should
really
be like.
They could have been really interactive and gotten people involved and like had them like vote like on American Idol or something.
Yeah, who
voted,
do you
like,
be?
Who would
oh,
we like
that
would
be
dead?
Fun.
That would have been awesome.
Cruise
but they
the
would
voters.
Never listen to the fans.
No.
Are you kidding? They never do.
So
I have a feeling I know who would
see?
Be gone.
Go ahead, Rose. I don't know what I was going to say. It was a practically race-free week.
It was
kind of
until the last scene on Friday, and it was like, my God. I thought we were going to go for a whole week without him.
Scene on Friday, so it upset me so bad, because if they can teleport Rafe into the middle of that, literally a Demira safe house where they're supposed to be completely safe, and Sammy's looking at the
only how did
door
he find
to see the entrance.
Hero
they can teleport him into the apartment.
Powers.
Why can't they? And they can teleport Nicole out. So why can't we teleport Faye Walker in?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish Faye Walker could come back. Dang it. I love Valerie Wildman. Dang it.
Yeah. And if she'd been raped in that elevator instead of Jack, please.
Oh,
speaking
of
I know. Rape, and the Jack.
Let's go back to Monday. Who wants to start
Monday.
That off as far as what happened on Monday?
Well, go ahead, Mama.
Yeah, Mom, I think Monday started with Sammy hanging there. It was the Jammy scenes, I think.
Yeah.
That's what stands out in my mind. And and the whole interplay between EJ and Sammy was like kind of like the old, super couple thing, the saving each other. And they're getting back together and expressing their love for each other. And not their love, but, that there's something there between them. And I love when EJ said to her.
We all know what that is, don't we?
And we found out when EJ was trying to hang on to Sammy, we found out that Roman and Lucas had been blasted, teleported into the town square somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they were. And brought
the
to the
blast,
Brady Pub.
They ended up out in the middle of nowhere in the blast somehow. They weren't even at the warehouse anymore.
I missed that part.
They were at the warehouse. Holding the gun on Sammy because she stood in front of the
And so how come we didn't find them there? Yeah.
You didn't because he ended up outside from the blast. Roman explained that to Kayla.
Yeah.
So he got blasted clear the way all the way outside. and then Will went running off and saved.
Yeah, and Abby got stuck in the elevator, and so. Jack had to go in and save her. And that was some of the most heart-wrenching scenes, I thought. He had me crying. I mean, Matt Ashford did a great job.
I agree. It was. I was in tears. The only thing that brought me out of the tears was seeing all of the hands on the elevator doors when it's only supposed to be Jennifer and Cameron holding the doors open. And Jennifer's got her arms around Abby, and Cameron's got one hand on the side of the door, but yet there's two more hands on the other door. So it was like there were eight hands.
The thing is, what I didn't understand is they got Abigail out. They both left and took Abigail the whole way out. You would have thought they would have got Abigail out, and then they would have reached for Jack right away.
They didn't.
No, it's like they both took her way off to the side, and then the doors closed. It's like they let the doors close on Jack. That was just to not make sense.
I think another explosion hit, if I remember correctly, another explosion
hit. Oh, is that what happened?
And Cameron got blown backwards, yeah.
Because it just seems like they let go of the doors, like for no reason. I don't know. Maybe I'm forgetting that.
Jennifer was never even holding the doors. That was my point with all the hands. She had both arms around Abby and was pulling her out. And and then another blast happened.
I don't know.
She had Abby in her arms.
And that's what triggered the elevator to fall, I guess.
And then the cable snapped. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they're saying that they did find a body.
I guess there haven't been any bad jokes about Salem having a gas problem or anything, or is this
I haven't heard any of those yet.
No,
I haven't
heard any of those.
Knocked, actually.
I haven't heard any of that yet.
So and then Jack wasn't he screaming or something? That was awful. It seems like there was some sounds or something.
Before he went into the elevator, he started having PTSD shakes.
Oh yeah,
and
then he realized
that his daughter's life was at stake, and Jennifer snapped him out of it, and and he went gung ho to save Abby.
Abby was getting and he kind of talked Abby out of it. You know, she was kind of in a shock.
Yeah,
she was in shock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Abby
and we all know what
shock.
Happens to people who turn in Emmy-worthy performances, roles, eyes.
They get kicked off the show.
Yeah.
Or they'll get nominated for an Emmy, and then they get nominated for an Emmy, and then they're fired from the show.
Jack did an awesome job. But all of his belongings are intact with not a single bit of dirt on it either. So I'm going to go with what I saw on Twitter not that long ago. During the week, I saw this on Twitter, and I've been going with it ever since. As far as I'm concerned, Jackson Bollywood with Bevin, and he'll be home soon.
Although they're claiming they found his body, so.
They are.
That they never showed his body on camera?
Well,
they asked
Jennifer if she wants to see Jack, and she said okay.
Yeah.
They were taking her to see Jack at the hospital, at the morgue or whatever.
Yeah, but they don't.
But
they haven't shown that.
They haven't shown. Yeah.
Okay.
And then.
So they're giving the impression that he's there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're definitely giving the impression that they've ID'd the body and it's in the morgue. And Jennifer goes through the belongings and Judy Evans did an awesome job with Wally Kurth. Yeah, and they called Steve, they called Steve, and then Jennifer and Abigail called Jack Jr. and woke him up to let him know what was going on, which I don't know.
That's such an awful phone call to make. Oh, God.
Yeah,
I kept thinking, what a phone call to make.
I was having flashbacks to some stuff in my life when I saw that, but yeah, that's just an awful phone call to get, an awful phone call to make, Kate Manzi did a great job. I thought she really, really did
a
great job.
Oh, yeah, between her. Yeah.
And
they
kind
of, talked out everything between them.
I just love Cameron and her together. I just think they're so adorable.
Oh, I know. They are. They're so cute. I love
them. They really are. I just like him because he's got, a quiet confidence without being a cocky, jerk, he's kind of got. Now, do you think he's going to be a psychiatrist, or have we figured out what his specialty is now?
We don't know that. It hasn't been told.
Seems like a regular doctor.
And when I did the interview with him, he said that we'd have to wait to find out, so I don't know what kind he is.
He was being very secretive about it, so
you remember that?
I was
just
wondering because he kind of acted a little bit psychiatry like when he was talking to somebody at the pub one time, not too long ago, and I thought, maybe, the way he's asking questions and saying things, maybe he's a psychiatrist, but I don't know. Because a lot of people are going to have to deal with grief, or maybe Marlena will be the one talking to everybody, I don't know. But, performance. Kate does a great job. I really think she's good.
Yeah.
And then, let's see. Oh, okay. I'm gonna. Oh,
Go ahead. Take the case finding Ian and Madison.
Yeah,
take the case finding Ian and
Madison.
I will
say this. I was having a tough time getting through Monday's episode because, as you know, we all love Ian Buchanan. You know, we do. We just, he has his little group, and we love him. It's not his fault. So I will just come out right now and say this. I even tweeted that to him, but, like, I know it's not, you know, you're Buchanan, you're not McAllister. But I was almost nauseated by the dialogue that he had to deliver, you know, whimpering over Madison, you know. Never loved Kate, I always loved you. Now, he did a great performance. It's nothing against his performance. I can separate the two things, obviously. But the dialogue was so... I was just like so as a Kate and Ian fan, it made me want to throw up. And it's not his fault, but I was furious.
Yeah, like they rewrote everything, you know, to make
bad
guy,
like,
the really bad guy.
It's kind of like when Dina Higley came in four years ago, or whatever, and it was like everything was resolved just like that. Remember, even the characters were saying just like that, you know. And it was almost like in one episode they basically ruined. His entire character, you know, and their story,
So
I had a lot of bad feelings about that, but I realize it's not his fault or, you know, anything.
He's playing an awesome psycho, though.
I love the way, I mean, he probably really enjoyed, at least if he had to go out, he was like,
sure, he's
hell,
having
I'm
kind
going
of fun
for
with it,
you know?
Yeah.
He was probably like, I'm going for it. I'm just going to go all the way with this, you know. So, yeah,
Madness.
He was great.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of wondering, though, I mean, now, don't get me wrong, Lauren Coslow, I mean, she rocked and she delivered. I love her to death. But it has nothing to do with her. But why was Kate just standing there watching the whole scene? I mean, normally, wouldn't bad Kate, be just jumping in going, what are
she
you talking about?
She would have attacked him right there.
Yeah, right then and there, not just back for the
next
2 hours.
I think everyone was in shock, you know, because, I mean, they were right in the middle of this blast and all, and, you know, I mean, maybe even, like, out of respect for the dead kind of thing. I don't know, but it sure set up the stage for some awesome scenes later in the week.
Oh, she was just saving it up, that's all.
And then she just sat in the hotel room even after Ian threatened to kill her and didn't do anything.
Yeah.
Waited for Brady to get there. I would expect Kate to, you know, I don't know. I would have expected Kate to really.
I don't know. All I know is when he kissed her, I was like, I tweeted to Ian. And was like, so I guess I guess makeup sex is out of the question. And he just tweeted at me back. He's like, ha ha. Because I thought, you know, this is kind of hot. Why don't you take one for the road before you leave?
I tweeted to him about it. I said, I just love the angry Ian. He's scary but yet sexy. And I said, remind me to make you angry sometime. And I got a tweet back, grrr. So, yeah. But yeah, we kind of like the madman that he's kind of playing now.
Yeah,
you know, but,
yeah.
He's doing a really good job with it. He really is. They
He and Kate, I mean, he and Lauren together, they were magical. Even though it was breaking my heart, all knew he was leaving, but it was breaking my heart. But at the same time, excuse me. At the same time, you just can't deny that those need to be on Emmy reels. You know, they need to be submissions, you know, because they were such good scenes, And
through the drink,
you know,
in his face. Yeah.
And her line to him about, he's like, he didn't seem to be complaining. Like, she was, like, saying he wasn't half the man Stefano was and all. And she said something like,
the five-minute line, that was hilarious.
5 minutes of my life. I'm dying.
5 minutes of my life.
In the boardroom, Stefano was better in the boardroom and the bedroom.
Good lines there. Those were good.
Oh, and he was getting on Kate too about when John. Oh yeah, John, one of your previous, and then Roman.
Oh yeah,
another one. And he says, "Well, who haven't you had?"
Another one.
Yeah, another one. He's, well, now, who haven't you had?
Yeah, and, you know, I hate it when people bring that out because he was a womanizing. He was a womanizer.
Yeah.
I mean, how many women had he been with, for crying out loud? Yeah, and he made some some comment about the $20 that somebody paid her or something like that. Or that he paid,
yeah,
I don't
put
know,
in the nightstand drawer, yeah.
Yeah.
Nightstand, yeah.
So he said he'd leave $20 in the nightstand drawer or something.
And Richard Coolidge, who's one of my favorite writers on the show, really my very favorite, he and Carolyn, on the show, he did one of those episodes. I can't remember which one, but it was one of the ones that was just outstanding. And so I was like, kudos to him, because the dialogue was awesome. But, yeah, so, I mean, of course, then when Brady comes in, oh, I was
oh, yeah, there's somebody left for her, though. There's
oh,
Brady.
My gosh.
Haven't had him yet.
Oh, Brady, yeah. She's not been with Brady.
What's that?
Nope.
She's not been with Brady.
Yeah,
I know. And then when John came in, I was like, ooh, a black sandwich. Woohoo. Brady and
woo-hoo.
John Black. Woohoo.
Yeah.
I'm like, Kate could be a lucky woman.
I'll give a shout out and kudos to Eric Martzloff, though, because, man, he did an awesome job finding out that his fiance was, you know, ready to go psycho on Ian, and it's like we've got Brady Black back, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I love the scenes between John Black and Brady Black, father and son. They're always
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
good together. Yeah.
My only wish with John Black is that when he came back, I really wished that they had let him have a little bit more of new John, because
mm-hmm.
the new John playing against Brady would be brilliant, you know. I still love them playing against each other, but when new John came back, you know, when he was back, when he first came back to life or whatever,
yeah.
The 18th time that
happened.
He was so
funny.
Snarky, and so
it's
I don't
funny
give a
you're,
crap.
You're irreverent.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's funny you're saying that and referencing new John and being brought back to life, because I thought, you know, when I was watching the show, John is sitting there under a pile of rubble, and then all of a sudden, boom, sits up straight in, like a board, throws everything off of him, and it's like, all I saw to me was, it's alive from Weird Science.
Yes, wasn't that odd? I'm glad you brought that up, because that was weird, how he just, like,
it
shot
just,
straight
it,
up.
Yeah, he just shot straight up and threw everything off of him, and boom, there I am, you know?
Yeah, here I am, John Black. Everybody all right, you know, it takes over, you know, how it goes into John Black mode, you know?
Yes.
Yeah,
so,
and there was, talk that it looked like John, the new John. When on Twitter,
That's what it reminded you of, like that.
Oh,
what,
how
you
funny!
Know.
Yeah, there was talk on Twitter this week about it, reminding everybody of new John. But to me, it reminded me. I mean, I just heard the song playing "Weird Science" in my head, you know. So, but and then Andrew did the same thing on Friday. So, you know, he's suddenly
true.
You know, he's brought in
yes,
a coma,
Andrew.
And
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden opens his eyes.
And the girls
shoot straight up. But like a horror movie, opens his eyes. You think this guy's dead, and he opens his eyes on you.
So is the truth ever going to come out about Abby? I mean, about Gabby? Is that truth? I wonder if she's going to get away with it or not.
I hope the truth comes out. I really do.
Yeah,
I hope the truth comes out, and I hope that Rafe has to deal with the fact that his sister has done something maybe even as bad as a lot of the things Sammy does.
Yeah.
Really? Yes. Yep. Almost kind of just like Sammy, in a way.
So
some awesome scenes. If anybody is listening who's not seen the Kate and Ian scenes, I think they were on Monday, but that was mostly him groveling over, what's her name?
Right. That might not have come
Wednesday,
to life. Tuesday or Wednesday.
Wednesday and Thursday was the
big one. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wednesday
and
Thursday.
But was it Friday that Brady came into the picture, or was that Thursday?
Yeah.
Friday. Okay. Yeah.
I
was it Friday?
Oh, yeah. They
I
were
get
continuing.
Confused.
It was her and Brady. It was Kate and Brady Friday when she's telling him that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but John comes in and says,
don't
poison my son to go do this.
And it was hot when she was fighting with John, too. I was like, take them both, girlfriend.
Whoa.
Take them both.
Remember the old,
Yeah.
And then she told him what Madison said, that she said she loved Brady. was like, what? So that's like the one, you know, Madison had to actually die for me to feel sorry for her and actually, you know, care about her. But anyway, so that's kind of a shame. But that's just the way it is, folks.
I guess the rule of thumb is just don't get engaged to Brady, because as soon as you're getting ready to get married, you're dead.
Pretty much doomed, yeah.
Really?
I have to throw, well, this is on my mind, I got to throw this out. Daniel. Okay, the whole Daniel and Nicole cluster, you know what, I don't know what's going on there. But did anyone notice, like, how many times Daniel called Maggie mom?
Yes, I was telling
Never
you.
Until just the other day.
Yeah, about
just
four
that,
or
yeah.
five
yeah.
times.
But
in
they had, yes, it was so obvious, yeah.
So it's very clear it was, that Tomlin is trying to solidify that relationship, because always
mm-hmm.
before, he called her Maggie. So,
right. Yeah,
you know,
he
all
wasn't
of a sudden,
accepting. Now it's mom, all of a sudden.
Yeah. So anyway, so we can see portents.
Like Maggie
come.
Didn't even like it. Like Maggie even reacted like it's been
no.
going on.
She didn't go.
Like
oh
she
God,
should
she
have
just
said,
called me mom.
"Oh my God, you just called me mom." Oh Brady, have you turned a corner or something or nothing? It was just
yeah.
like he's always been
yeah.
calling her mom. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was like
yeah.
it was like they've been mom
that
and
didn't
son
make
forever,
sense.
And yeah, I was a little confused by the mom scene. That's why I had to count them. I was like, really?
Oh,
and then
how many?
Again.
How many times was it? I thought it was like
how
four
many?
Or five.
I believe it
how
was
many?
Five.
Okay,
yeah.
I thought so. Thought it was quite a few mm-hmm. times. Yeah, so I'm glad you could. I didn't know if anybody had talked about that on Twitter, but I noticed. I was like, oh my gosh. Rolls eyes.
I tweeted out, but just real quick. It was just a quick thing, but I haven't seen anybody else saying anything about it. But yeah,
it,
I mean, it was really cool that Maggie was there. Maggie was. I loved Maggie's scenes. You know,
yeah.
I loved the way she was fawning over Melanie.
Yeah.
But the mom, the word mom just seems so forced.
Well,
yes,
and
it was.
And my thing too is, just I don't know. I still can't get over the whole he was a frozen egg at one point. I mean, seriously, he's you know, they weren't freezing eggs in the 60s. I'm sorry, don't you know. But, and that's, you know, the whole timeline doesn't match up at all for that. The other thing I found awkward, completely awkward about that whole story is he's basically telling his mother that he used Nicole for sex and, you know, booty calls and that's it. You know, that's
yeah.
yeah,
I should have been out looking for my daughter, but mom, do you really want to know what I was doing? Do you really
want
to know?
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, I would have had my fingers in my ears screaming, no, 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 la, 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 la.
Like, I don't want to hear this.
TMI.
You know? Yeah, that was awkward times 1,000 to me. I don't know. I just did not like that. So, and of course, at the same time, Nicole's realizing she's in love with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And talking to Father Matt about, and having daydreams of him sitting next to her bedside and how he saved her baby's life.
Yeah.
And I totally see where Nicole's coming from. She's now starstruck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know, because, you know, Jack's gone now. So, you know, Daniel, I don't think, ever got over Jennifer.
No.
I know. They're sitting that stage, aren't they?
And I love Nicole, and I hate to see her hurt again. So
again, yeah. I said,
just
oh, please
don't.
At least didn't let her lose the baby. I'm just,
I know.
You know,
I was
least...
so afraid that was going to happen.
Yes. Mhm.
So. Yeah. So okay. What else?
Well, you know, going back to the EJ and Sammy stuff, we got not just one and not two, but we got three major makeout kisses on Friday.
Oh, great. Hotness, man.
there were people who,
I love when he said, oh, Samantha. You know, he says, Samantha, we've been fighting this for way too long. He says, I give up. I'm there, oh, yes. Give up. Give up, EJ.
That was really good. Don't run away to go figure something out. You can get there when you're done, you know?
Yes.
but I thought it was really cool that it was not just one kiss, but, you know, first he instigated the first one, and then Sammy actually instigated one of them. Mm-hmm. You know, EJ was just sitting there talking about how he could just watch her, you know, and Sammy reached in and decided to start the kiss session there. And then she did it again when he was leaving. He got that important message saying that
she was worried about him.
And she was worried about him, wanted to go with him, and he wouldn't let her for her own safety. So she just grabbed him and started kissing him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty cool that she did that. So we got to see that she's instigating it now, not just him.
Uh-huh.
So that was
pretty
neat. That was pretty neat. There were some good EJ Sammy scenes this week.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. So I'm assuming the Jammies were happy on Twitter.
I'm sure they're bouncing off the walls.
That's an understatement. They are rewatching it over and over and over again.
Oh,
making
so.
New videos and everything, I'm sure.
Oh, boy.
I'm not sure.
Yeah. But poor Lucas.
Sure.
Getting thrown under the bus.
I feel so bad for the Lumi, because I'm a Jamma Lumi.
But, yeah, me too.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. And I like the scenes on, was it Friday with Lucas and Kate? So,
Lucas and Kate, yeah. Talking about
that's
the whole thing.
I was just going to ask you, you know, to me, I got the feeling that Lucas knew. I mean, Sammy's already left Lucas at the altar for EJ. So I got the feeling when he knew that Sammy left with EJ that he knew. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
There's no fighting.
I think he always knew.
He
had feelings for EJ that never went away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was crushed, though. You could just see. He was just so crushed.
Yeah. Yeah. I liked seeing Kate have scenes with him. That was nice.
Yeah.
I like the scenes with Will and EJ, too, where Will helped them out. Yeah. Always hugging Will and, you know, and telling him good job and,
they
had good scenes together. Will and Sammy now are on each other's side, are on the same side.
Right.
And Will's so much like Sammy when she was a kid because here everybody at the pub is telling him, don't go anywhere, it's too dangerous out there, and just boom, he darts off, you know. I'll do it, you know, and just leave.
Well, Will actually helped save her. Helped EJ save her, but wasn't for Will. He's the one that come up and actually, you know, helped pull her back up then.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think EJ could have done it without him.
No. No, I think EJ was losing his grip at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And what about Theo, guys? What do you think of him? Him and Abe had some scenes this week where Theo actually saw the little girl. And sat down next to her, and I just, again, was in tears, and Theo just disappeared from the pub and then reappeared with the mother of
the
little girl. I thought
that
was really awesome.
Like he got a message from his mom.
I didn't get to see that.
Yeah.
They're
showing that sixth sense that he has, like the connection between him and Lexi,
Aww.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, I'm skipping around, but another awkward moment with Nicole and Daniel when the doctor is telling Nicole she can't have sex again until the baby's born. I'm like, awkward.
Did you hear that, Daniel?
She's like, that's a long time for you too, you know. It's like, you know, Daniel's kind of like, I don't know, I don't have to stay with you. I don't know.
Daniel
just said, "Oh, that's no problem. I'll be able to find someone in a couple of months."
I've got mines. Don't worry.
Yeah,
I have
Jennifer
in the morgue.
Jennifer's waiting.
I got one on the side. Yeah.
Jennifer's waiting in the wings.
That was weird all over.
The shocked look on Nicole's face. It's like, really? I mean,
really?
Honestly, having gone through pregnancies that were rough and high risk, that should have been like one of the first rules she got to begin with.
Right.
Well, so, yeah, I mean, he shouldn't have been, like, humping her 12 times a day to begin with. Yeah, what, you know. But
no.
Whatever.
No, and I thought it was kind of neat, actually, that they separated Daniel, the doctor, from Nicole, the patient, and they brought in another doctor that Nicole's doctor. So they really gave you that separation that Nicole's not actually his patient. She has a doctor.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
So.
Yeah.
But what do you think of Sammy taking off and leaving all those kids with Will?
I know. I'm like, that's the part that just doesn't, you know, it's under the guise of, well, I'm trying to help save you so that you know, for our children's sake. I'm like, oh, please. I mean, the writing on that is really bad. I'm sorry. It just is. It's just silly.
In most states, it would be considered abandonment, even though she had somebody over 18 that was taking them. And that would give, you know, Lucas room to take Allie.
Stupid.
You know, obviously EJ's with her, so that, you know, Sydney and Johnny would be fine. But I mean, that was gives Lucas room to fight for the custody.
Stupid. That whole part is just stupid to me. They haven't sold that to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I mean, I know for Sammy's sake, I mean, they'll buy it. But I'm just saying, I just think the whole premise is silly.
Yeah, the.
And I guess Kate's
going
to go. I guess Kate's next stop is to talk to Roman about Ian being the one that.
Yeah, that's what I. What I read.
So.
And then, did you see the promo for next week?
No.
Uh-uh.
Did you see the weekly promo yet? That's out on NBC.com.
No.
No.
What's it about? Stefano in the what do you call the guy from? I want to say Lucifer. It's the one that eats people. There's a movie. What do they call that? Silence of the Lambs. What's the name of the bad guy in that show?
Ooh, Hannibal Lecter.
Oh.
Hannibal Lecter.
Hannibal Lecter.
Sitting in a chair with a Hannibal Lecter mask on his face when Ian pulls back that curtain.
That's creepy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's really kind of, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy to see Stefano, and I'm happy that you know, but the Hannibal Lecter mask just kind of.
That's creepy.
It was like, whoa. And, of course, the room is so dark in the, you know, it's just Ian and EJ and, of course, Stefano, who seems to be passed out or drugged or something. But, and the room is all dark, and so when he rips, and Ian does a wonderful job again, you know, he's really lost it. I mean, really lost it. And it rips back this
insane.
Insane. Mm-hmm. Madison's dead, and that death absolutely just flipped the switch in his head.
Mm-hmm.
According to what he tells EJ, I believe, I don't know. But anyway, The Hannibal Lecter thing, though, it was that was just a little overboard for me.
I'll see that. I did not see that.
Yeah, it's the Hannibal Lecter mask, definitely. Most definitely.
That movie creeped me out. Oof. But
it did.
It
creeped me out, too.
Just the commercials creeped me out. I never saw the actual movie.
That's a strange.
So do we care? Okay, so Chad and Melanie were reunited. Woohoo! Yay!
Yeah.
Okay, so she can leave.
For how long? Because we know she's leaving, so who cares?
And
yeah.
And we know Nick Fallon's coming back at some point, so that's interesting. And then Gabby, who knows? Who cares? Really? Let's see. I mean, seriously, Andrew, don't care. He's probably gonna croak, right, or whatever. I don't know.
And we know that the paternity.
There
is
wasn't a lot of
EJ.
Bo and Hope, really. Only Bo
so
held and Daniel.
Paternity, what Rose?
The paternity with EJ. Ian reveals that according to the spoilers.
Oh, okay.
EJ's paternity. That's settled. That was awfully quick.
Oh, really? Oh, are they going to, what, make him Stefanos for sure now? Or?
Yeah,
well, yeah.
No. Boiler,
I mean, that
Ian
was always
did that. He had a timeline. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Lovely. Just like that. It's all going to be nice,
yeah,
and
just
tidy.
Yeah, like it's all going to be
tied up.
Yeah.
See.
And
how's
going
to be explained?
Upset.
Ian just wanted the power from Stefano. Like, there's like, I wonder how they're going to explain that. His obsession
why.
With Stefano. Why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Probably because
that's
he was a
De Niro
and should have been one. That would have made sense.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
really
yeah.
was
that
a De Niro.
The story started
yeah.
out really good and it was going to be
that's
great
what
to
it
be
should
drama.
Have been.
Ugh.
Mm-hmm.
So annoying.
Now it's going to make no sense because it's all
well,
choppy
yeah,
and.
Because remember, I think we even discussed this before the last time I was with you girls. That Ian, you know, there was a spoiler that showed Ian with the Demira cane with the Phoenix symbol on it when he first
mm-hmm.
aired.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it never actually aired.
Right.
So, but now they're making it seem, I mean, from the spoilers, I don't know what's coming, but they're making it seem like he was a Demira all along.
Yeah.
Yeah. In which case, why did they cut that scene out in the first place, right? But,
probably because they cut a lot of other scenes out, too, because they cut the whole story, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, I want to know why Ian is after the Demira so bad. I hope that's told mm-hmm. before he leaves. I really do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really hope that's explained.
Well, it'd be nice if they also explain the whole stupid coin egg thing and all that garbage at the same time.
Right.
Well,
the whole,
I heard on Twitter, I just happened to catch it on Twitter, that on Monday, Ian's actually playing with half of the coin.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I haven't seen it, but that's what I was told.
Okay.
That Ian's actually sitting there flipping it and playing with it. So, to me, that would symbolize that they're not done explaining that coin.
Okay.
And the good news is since Ian, well, good news and the bad news, because Ian leaves on the 22nd, that's bad news.
Mm-hmm.
But the good news is that means that they would have to wrap that coin issue up by then, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know.
Gonna miss Ian.
Yeah. Well. So do we have any callers or anything? I wasn't sure. I know somebody was getting.
I don't believe so. No.
Okay.
No,
I'm not sure.
Because
I knew somebody said they might call in. Was Victor
yeah,
on at all this week?
No.
Huh?
No. I was surprised he wasn't at Maggie's side through all this.
Yeah, and Bo and Hope weren't on much, other than, you know,
no.
Bo kind of helped out with a few things.
At the beginning, yeah.
Doug and Julie, were they?
Yeah, Doug and
Julie a little bit.
Well, not
yeah.
Doug, just Julie. Julie was there
okay.
to hold Jennifer when she got told that Jack had died.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
Julie was there. Okay. She did an awesome job.
I'm glad I'm glad they brought in Judy Evans and Wally Kurth. I'm glad they brought them in. Sonny has been MIA, though, right? He hasn't been on this week.
Yeah, he hasn't been on. I don't think he was on
not
this week.
On this week. No.
Who else? John and Marlena. Marlena was busy taking care of the kids, right?
No, Caroline had the kids upstairs in the pub.
Oh, okay.
Marlena
yeah,
was,
I think Marlena was on
was
Monday,
being,
you know, the initial.
Yeah, she was on. She was administering emergency medical aid because all the roads were down and none of the EMTs could get to the fundraiser event. So she was doing emergency first aid at the actual ballroom and then helped out Kayla at the pub once they got everybody transported.
Oh, okay.
And then, like I said, John was on a lot with between what he did with Brady and Kate and his reenacting of the new John I'm Alive scene. The only words I have for it, it was cool, but I'm hoping that is new John then.
That's funny.
It's like you got shocked with electricity to be woken up.
Maybe it'll be like when Bo like fell off the thing during the Christmas tree and
what?
He suddenly had magical powers. Maybe John will come and be new John.
What about when Daniel and Bo, they're frantically searching for Nicole, right? Through all this rubble, they're trying to find her. Nicole's talking to Daniel. Daniel's talking to Nicole. I know Nicole just disappears, you know, once they get there. But he turns around after Nicole's not there. Yeah, she went through the back doorway behind her that wasn't behind her in the other scenes, but whatever. But then he turns around and he hears some crying, so he goes and like throws his stuff away from a table and finds a woman under the table that like looks like Nicole, even has almost the same dress on as Nicole, but it's not Nicole, it was another woman. And he says something, what did he say exactly?
I don't know. It was kind of like didn't make sense, or he's comforting her or something. I don't know. I don't even remember.
No, he originally had this shock of oh, what you're not who I'm looking for. You know.
Well, yeah.
There
were
specific words he used though.
Yeah.
There were specific words he used. You know, I can't remember the exact words now, but he was just so.
Anybody in the chat room know? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Jan is and Rex still is.
They don't remember.
Jan says, I'm watching too closely. I just went and looked. Jan says, I'm watching Biz too closely.
Oh, you're watching too closely. Oh, yeah. I don't watch that closely. Yeah.
Well, it threw me off because he said her name was Pam or something. I'm like, wait a minute, what? She had a broken leg or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It just didn't seem like it belonged in the. I don't know. It was kind of just strange.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of scenes with her too, where she was being taken to the pub, and yet we were losing Jack. That kind of sucked. So it was. A great week and a bad week all in one.
Yeah, it really was. It was really powerful, and I'm looking forward to seeing the parts that I didn't get to see this weekend. But yeah, they did a good job. I was a little worried. I was afraid that people wouldn't return after the break, but sounds like, you know, I hope the ratings are good for them. I hope they, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows they
find
need
out
them.
Next week. Yeah. Rex is saying that poor woman under the table will be Dan's next conquest.
I know. That's what I was thinking, too. I was saying, uh-oh. Yeah, Dan's already thinking, that's okay. If Nicole can't have sex, I met this patient with a broken leg. We can work around it.
And then Dan's asking about the little Asian girl. That's the girl I was talking about that Theo went and talked to her, and he thought everybody had thought her, I guess he thought it, her mother had died. She said her mother wasn't here anymore, and he said, I know how you feel. And it was a really awesome scene, and then Theo went and disappeared from the pub just out of nowhere, and nobody could find him, and Kayla and Abe are kind of like freaking out, like, where'd he go? He doesn't just leave, you know. And Theo walks in with a woman. And the woman turns around and says, this little boy just is a hero. I was out there next to my car, and when the next explosion hit, I got knocked unconscious and was just where nobody could see me. And he came and woke me up like an angel, basically. So, so yeah, that was the little Asian girl that Jan would be talking about, I would assume.
Aww. Well, let's hope they can parlay this into some good ratings here coming up, you know, and see how it goes, I guess. Let's hope the best for Dave. You know, I'm not real excited about some of the stuff. I'm not exactly excited about some things that are coming up, so I'm just kind of like, well, let's hope they have some other stories that are interesting because, you know, some things I'm not really looking forward to, so. Oh, well.
I don't know a lot of the things coming up, so.
That sounds like they did a good job with the days after and that whole catchphrase and all that. You know, that was cool. So I don't know. I can't think of anything else, guys. Do you guys have any last parting shots or parting thoughts or?
Just kudos to the special effects team. They did really, really good.
Yeah. And some very much some Emmy-worthy performances.
Mm-hmm.
Lauren, Ian, Matt Ashford, and really Kate Manzi was even really, you know, she was
good.
James and Allison, and again, Chandler did an awesome stand-up job as usual.
And
the special effects were awesome with the fire and the stuff falling from the ceiling
Okay.
So they should definitely be able to turn that in for what we need for the special effects. And of course we got to give thanks to the stunt actors.
Oh yeah.
We don't know who they are, but they did an awesome job because I couldn't tell.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So sounds like pretty successful all around, you know. So, well, great. Well,
The only other thing I would like to say is I'd like to congratulate Carrie Diva on her 3-year anniversary.
Oh yeah, definitely. Congrats, Carrie.
we love you.
Oh, I know. We love you. Hope she's having fun with her family. Her nieces are in town. Well, guys, well, thanks, Rose, for helping us out with the dashboard.
Yes, thanks, Rose.
Technical, and your perspective is always on. Your ability to catch the details and all, those are always make for fun conversation, and appreciate your insights. And Mama Hooch, Marianne, thank you for your insights and everything. And your hoochiness. Just your general hoochiness in general. And specifically. You let us know when you get Ian angry because we want to watch.
Oh,
we
want to
watch.
Okay.
Yeah, we want to be involved in that one.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Well, I have a girl on Twitter, so yeah, okay.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys. Until next week, and take care.
Okay. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Thanks for the guys in the chat room, too.